President Joe Biden's calling on Congress to provide $22.5 billion in funding to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking at an event to get a second COVID-19 booster shot, the president warned without that money, his administration will run out of the funds necessary to provide testing and vaccines and treatment for those infected with COVID-19.
Congress has to provide the funding America needs to continue to fight COVID-19. We're already seeing the consequences of congressional inaction. Take monoclonal antibodies, for example. They've helped save lives. This isn't partisan. It's medicine. We can't wait until we find ourselves in the midst of another surge to act. It'll be too late. And we also need this funding to continue our efforts to vaccinate the world.
The president's comments come as administration officials spoke before Congress and appealed for the extra COVID funding. Assistant Secretary at the Department of Health and Human Services Preparedness and Response Unit, Don O'Connell, told the House Select Subcommittee on the COVID-19 crisis they've already stopped funding some COVID-19 care for the uninsured. That's some 28 million people across the country.
As of last Tuesday at midnight, it stopped accepting claims for tests and treatments. So for reimbursing providers for providing tests and treatment to the uninsured, it no longer accepts claims for that as of last Tuesday. As of midnight next Tuesday, it'll stop accepting claims for vaccines.
The plea for beefed up funding comes a day after the Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention cleared the way for a fourth booster shot for anyone 50 years and older, at least 4 months after their last vaccination. Severely immunocompromised patients, such as organ transplant recipients as young as 12 years old, are also eligible. But O'Connell says there's only enough for that population. And while President Biden implied the fourth booster shot could be available to anyone in the future, O'Connell warns there's only enough for that limited population due to dwindling funds. Head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, says they're at a critical juncture.
We are low on funds in the federal government in order to not only purchase vaccines, boosters, tests, and therapeutics, but to deliver them and administer them to the American people. We at CDC are deeply concerned about our ability to look at vaccine effectiveness studies that are germane into how we use these, looking at studies of long COVID, post-COVID conditions over the long term. What do these post-COVID conditions mean?
The CDC is also calling for funding to continue maintaining its COVID-19 database that tracks the demographics of people who contract it. She says it could help the nation be better prepared for a future pandemic. There's bipartisan negotiations aimed at reviving another COVID-19 funding package that could be similar to a $15.5 billion bipartisan version congressional leaders crafted earlier this month, but then failed to pass. The two parties' continuing disagreements are over how to find savings to offset the measure's cost. Leaders would like Congress to approve the assistance before lawmakers leave for a spring recess after next week. I'm Christina Onestad, reporting for KPFA.